My hero.
Who? Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, he broke it down for us, and he showed that all these a-hole coaches that say, I got to watch the tape, need to just watch the game closer. Kyle Shanahan breaks it down for you on first watch.
Well, he's evaluating a good play. A lot of times coaches don't want to necessarily point fingers after
the bad plays.
Seeing good plays, we'll talk about.
The bad plays we need to watch on film.
Yeah. there was a lot of that yesterday. Like, you play a 4-3 much of the day, and I got to go back and watch that particular play and see what formation they were in to start out. But guys were... just confusion before the snap. And this is where I think, too, you can't excuse the injuries. You can't excuse the mental errors on injuries. Most of the guys out there are still guys that have been around for a while. Now, you're playing Zach Cunningham much of the game, who's a rookie, obviously, and he's going to make his share of mistakes. Bernard McKinney doesn't get the youth excuse anymore. But, man, there were multiple times in that game, particularly on passes over the middle, where you saw like nice little clusters of Texans. Where you're like, no, you will not throw to this hash between this hash mark and this number right here. All three of us will defend this turf to the earth, but we'll let everybody else run everywhere wide open. Just mental errors. Busted coverages. Well, awful, awful stuff.
Again, the stat, 14 plays of 40-plus yards allowed by the defense this season, which is the most in the NFL. 40 yards. Not 20 yards, not 25. 40-yard plays. It is hard to have an NFL tight end get 40 yards on a play.
These are the
things. He got 62.
Let me list some of the things that confuse me about the Texans right now.
Okay.
One is defensively how they went from being a solid tackling team. Like, I used to brag about how well the Texans tackled. I'd say, hey, listen, all you grumpy dudes that talk about how much better tackling was back in the day, even though that's what everybody says every decade about how tackling used to be better. They actually were a solid tackling team. Now they're horrendous. Like, they're awful. Do you know how much better a defense they'd be if they would simply be sound tacklers? The yardage after catch that they allow is just mind-numbing to me. I hate it. I despise it. Number two, as Landry predicted, Marquise Goodwin, simply because he's fast, had himself a day versus the Texans. I think part of this goes back to some of the mental errors they make and the fact that they're not adept in zone coverage. They're just a little too sticky in their zone coverages. That guys like Marquise Goodwin slice through zones. They like enter and disappear a zone without ever being noticed. Like, they're flying under the radar, or they're cloaked in some kind of invisibility cloak. And guys just flat out don't see him or pick him up until it's too late. And then they're running unfettered for incredible yardage after the catch. That drives me crazy. I don't get why Cushing was a captain, as we discussed earlier, just like after he basically chose to risk missing 10 games. This wasn't an injury or anything. He basically chose. The other things I don't understand, more along the NFL in general, there needs to be an independent observer who's got his eyes trained on the quarterback and the quarterback alone. Like, there needs to be one guy for everybody else and then one guy for the quarterback, because they're subject to the most scary hits, the most bouncing of their heads off the turf.
And there's more incentive to have them stay in the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Kendall Lamb can play one play, get a concussion, they'll take him off the field. These quarterbacks, especially a guy like Tom Savage, he wants to come back in the game. You can tell that based on last week, based on week 17 last year in Tennessee. Those guys want to get back in that game rapidly. Russell Wilson a month ago when he ran out of that blue 10, those guys, I'm not saying that we should handle concussions differently with quarterbacks because, well, maybe we should in a more conservative way. But those are the guys who, when they're off the field, it's a huge deal. If you have a linebacker on the field, usually not as big of a deal.
Right. And the other thing, too, is that, okay, I think the concussion protocol has come a long way. But it's stuck in this moment right now where the coaches have appropriately been removed from the process. And that's good. And our friend Matt Jackson and I were tweeting back and forth about a little about this. I think Matt feels like, okay, there's coaches in the booth. Somebody saw that. Somebody saw that fencing pose that Tom Savage did. And somebody should have said something. I am of the opinion right now that coaches, for the most part, have said, you know what? It's not my decision. You can't trust me to make this decision. We're going to let the medical professionals handle it, and we're going to let the protocol take care of it. That's the appropriate thing, and that's going to protect a lot more players than it's going to harm. In this situation, yeah, maybe there was room for somebody to step in and be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, what the hell is this? Why are his hands stiff and shaking with his eyes rolling up
maybe
into his
head? Maybe we should hold off on clearing this guy.
But I ultimately think it's best to have the independent observers do it. They just have to be, there needs to be a better process for figuring it out.
All right, what were McClain's grades on
this
game?
All right, McClain, let's see how we're going to grade McClain on his grades. He gave the quarterback position a C, a concussion sideline, Tom Savage, TJ Yates entered 2 75-yard touchdown drives. I'll go with that. You know, in clutch time, he wasn't moving the ball, but given what you expect out of TJ Yates, I think that's fair. He gave the running backs a D. Is he including when, were you like me, Mike, were you a little shocked that Jay Prosh looked as lost as he did back there when he had to fill in for Lamar Miller?
That was the series, by the way, because I went back and checked this. That was the series when Savage was in there with a
concussion. Oh, maybe Savage was directing him poorly.
I think he was directing him properly, actually. Yeah. It's weird that a guy who's been here 4 years wouldn't know where to line up. Yes.
But again, it's not technically his typical position. He gave the receivers and tight ends a C. Look, DeAndre Hopkins alone lifts those guys up. I could see giving everybody else a C- to a D+.
Yeah, I'll go with a B- because he was great. Everybody else did not do a lot.
There's an unfortunate drop by Steven Anderson that kind of caught me by surprise.
A couple of unfortunate drops.
Would have been a first down on at least one of those. The offensive line, an F+. Let's see where he gets the plus out of this. let's see. Tom Savage and TJ Yates were knocked down 7 times, including 3 sacks. Not all the fault of the lineman. That is true. One of Savage's big hits was on a blitz, whereas the end man on the line of scrimmage, that should have been his guy.
This offensive line is such a waste.
I know.
It's such a waste.
I feel like John's doing the F+ there almost as just maybe just like
hey,
a nod to everybody
Bruno
who thinks he's too negative. Defensive line, a C+. The lineman did a good job against the run on the 49ers' other 30 carries. They averaged 2.3 yards. But that 31-yard run by Carlos Hyde, this is the problem. I can't excuse a long run in every single game. If it happens every now and then, that's fine. But I don't want to hear about, hey, well, he was really good except for the really bad plays anymore.
More on the linebackers?
That's
the
probably more on the linebackers,
Jamel
actually,
Presidents?
Too. Yeah. The linebackers, he gave a B-. I think in pass coverage, the linebackers were atrocious. But they did offer the only 2 sacks and 8 of the 9 hits on Jimmy Garoppolo, so he gave them a B-. Defensive backs, a D. Kareem Jackson had the only takeaway on an interception. And let's face it there, Kareem Jackson was the beneficiary of a horrendous throw by Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, that could have been picked off twice.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo in the first half, if that's all Spotty. The only football you ever saw Jimmy Garoppolo, you'd be like, who's this chump? What's this, the backup to the
backup?
He's a gunslinger. No, well, to his credit, he got it together in the
undefeated.
Second half.
He's undefeated.
He is undefeated.
Like other future Hall of Fame quarterbacks before him, he took the entire game to kind of figure everything out and then won the fourth quarter. Special teams, a C-. I'd say F based on nothing other than them squandering Shane Leckler's 63-yard perfect punt when they just let it roll quietly and softly into the end zone.
Yeah, where are the Gunners on that play? Every time I'm watching this team, the Gunners are like bearing down, like it's basically like a war.
Yeah.
And then Leckler is a great punt. You can't find the Gunners. You don't know where they are.
John McClain gave the coaching an F. I don't know.
Well, it's like, what do you expect? I don't know.
Yeah,
they're
working in with an imperfect medium, which is the flesh and bone they had out on the field. I'd say that I'd give them a D+, I guess, for the coaching. So overall, I give John McClain a grade of, this is a good week for him. I'll give John McClain an A- on his grades of the Texans. Overall grade, he gave an F. You know what? I'm going to buck you down to a B+, John McClain. Overall grade of an F. I have to account for injuries. I'm grading on a curve here to a little bit.
We have to.
I need to account for injuries, backup, playing your third string quarterback, all these things.
What needs to change with the NFL's concussion protocol at quarterback? What should have happened with Tom Savage on the field on Sunday? 713-572-4610.